This is Podfolio, Atari Portfolio Podcast. Episode 7, The Pro Case.
Welcome back. You're listening to Podfolio, the Atari Portfolio Podcast, and I am your host, Wade. In this episode, I discuss the Pro System leather case. What does it do? In Atari's own words, the professional system case is designed to carry and safeguard your complete portfolio computing system. Constructed of durable, stain-resistant polyurethane, this executive case features a reinforced shell with a handsome black grain finish.
So, not leather. Or Atari marketing screwed up.
Right. Maybe it's marketing trick like rich Corinthian leather as it was promoted by Chrysler for their K cars. Or in today's terms, pleather. In either case, it won't quite carry your complete portfolio computing system if you have any of the expansion units. The Pro System case is model number HPC-803. It has a UPC of 077000020925. The price was $39.95, and today that's $78.10. The box for this one departs from the typical green and black marble scheme. It is black, white, and gray scale. All the printing is in black. At the top left corner, it has a tiny Atari logo and word. Under that, it has a slightly larger portfolio logo. On the top right, it has the accessory name Professional System Case, with the system case in very large print. It also has trademarked. And under that, it has a one-line blurb about it which reads, "Holds computer, peripherals, software, and supplies," though there is no way you will hold multiple peripherals in it. Under that, it has two features with white bullet points. The first is custom designed. The second is conveniently organized. Along the left edge is the name and features in five different languages. On the right side is a picture of the case and an even smaller picture of an open portfolio. Inside the box is just the case. The case does have a curved cardboard insert, presumably to help keep its shape. The dimensions of the case are 11.75 inches long by 4.75 inches wide by 2 1/8 inch high. Atari states it's 1 3/4 inches high, but that's not what I measured. And the box dimensions are pretty much the same. Inside the Pro case itself are two pairs of leather-covered internal clips to hold the portfolio inside.
You mean polyurethane-covered clips?
Correct. There is enough room to hold one peripheral as well, as long as it's not the HPC-104 memory expansion. There is a black nylon wraparound zipper which permits full access to the portfolio so it can be used without removing it from the clips. There are five ROM or RAM card slots in the upper portion, and there are three elastic holders for spare AAA batteries along the binder.
AA, not AAA? Who wrote your notes?
It has dependable rugged stitching throughout which ensures durability, and it has a retractable wrist strap. All right, in summary, I have this case now, and I had a different case back in the 90s. I mainly got it to add just a little bit more protection to the portfolio while it was in my briefcase. Yeah, I carried a briefcase for a few years when I was a professional programmer, and I carried a lot of printouts and design specs back and forth to work. I also used the case when taking the portfolio with me at other times. The case kept the portfolio from getting marred in the glove box of my car, or on the seat, or falling onto the floorboard. And one of the use cases I had for it is when I used to play a lot of D&D in the 90s. Yeah, I was a Dungeons & Dragons addict, if you will. And almost every weekend, I played.
Hashtag single life.
Eventually, I started taking the portfolio with me, and the case kept it protected. I wrote a program for it. I think this was with Borland's Turbo C, and this program was to roll dice for the game. You could pick the die you wanted to roll and how many of them that you wanted, such as five D6s.
Watch out. Fireball.
Then it produced the random results of the rolls. I remember having to prove to our dungeon master that the program wasn't loaded. I had to have it roll hundreds of times against different criteria. When the rolls produced detrimental effects, the dungeon master eventually let me use it. To that program, I eventually added a basic character stat tracking that I could use for quick reference of hit points, saving throws, and the like, and I later found that while having the computer roll dice, it sapped some of the fun out of it, and I went back to the manual dice rolling, but I still used the character stat pieces of it. And maybe I'll try and reproduce that program. The biggest difference in this case versus the one that I had in the 90s are the clips inside. The case I had in the 90s was about the same length and width, and open the same. I just don't remember the clips being inside. And maybe it was the same case, or maybe I modified the case to remove the clips. At any rate, the clips are there to keep the portfolio from moving side to side inside the case when there's not an additional peripheral stored as well. I'm not too keen on this. The portfolio plastic is prone to scratching damage, and it's an early soft plastic feel of the port on the portfolio, similar to some of the plastics used in modern cars on the surfaces that you interact with. So inserting and removing the portfolio from the clips frequently, despite being covered in quote-unquote leather, will likely end up scratching the unit's sides. Overall, the clips do work well. The portfolio is held in place very well. Further, they did not appear to damage the unit, even though I suspect that over time they will. One nice thing about the positioning is where the zipper starts and ends. You can zip the case almost all the way closed, leaving just enough room to plug in the portfolio's AC power, thus making it easy to grab and go. The case appears like it will protect the portfolio from damage it might receive while being stowed during travel, but I don't think it will protect it against a drop. It's not like a modern cell phone or iPad case with rubberized surrounds, etc. I did use it on a recent trip and was able to bring along four cards in their plastic cases, as well as the Power Basic manual inside the zippered case. It protected the contents during travel quite well. The outside of the case does have an embossed Atari logo and Atari word in the bottom right of the top side, which gives it a nice custom appearance. And it is convenient to carry many portfolio-related items together. One added benefit is that using the portfolio on your lap while it is installed in the case gives it some added stability due to the increased length. Thanks for listening again, and special thanks goes out to Box Cat Games for the podcast intro music, which I adapted from the track Map Theme from the album Nameless: The Hacker's RPG, which Box Cat released under the Creative Commons Attribution License. If you have any commentary or feedback, you can contact me on the Inverse Itasky Facebook page. You can contact me on Twitter at Inverse Itasky or send me an email at inverseitasky@icloud.com. Thanks again for listening, and if you enjoyed it, please consider rating it on iTunes, as this will give it more visibility to others that might want to find it.